The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise explosion for showers of blessing. Praise explosion for showers of blessing. Brief charge, then we go into the main session of praise tonight. It has been established already in the course of this program that showers of blessing is your portion in this 2018. If you believe that, let me hear you say a big amen.
Amen.
It is already an established thing that in this 2018, nothing can stop your showers of blessing.
Amen.
You don't wait for showers of blessing to come. You provoke them so as to result in a turnaround for you. You don't wait for the rain to begin to fall. You provoke it. And one of the major ways to provoke it is through our praise. God always loves to turn things around for his children. He always loves to bless us. He always loves to change our story. He always wants to move us forward. And if there's anybody God will move forward in your family this year, it shall be you. I say it shall be you. Praise is the glorification and adoration of God for who he is. Not necessarily because he has done something for you, but because you know who he is, you praise him. Because you know that he's a great God and he's your creator, you praise him. Because you know that he's a mighty God, you praise him. Because you know that he's a supplier, he's a faithful master, you praise him. And praise is a medium or strategy that never ceases to provoke showers of blessing. And you must realize, ladies and gentlemen, that giving glory to God is one of the most important things that a human being must do in his lifetime. Give you some important facts about praise quickly. Praise, to be praiseful is to be fruitful. Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7. When a man is praiseful, he will definitely be fruitful. Let people praise thee, O God. Let all people praise thee. Then the earth shall yield our increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Praise is what launches you into fearful blessings. Somebody say fearful blessings. Praise is what launches you into fearful blessings that is very scary. You yourself, you are scared. What kind of thing is this? From when to when? How did I move from the back to the front? How did my account get to this level? It is praise that takes you there. How did my results take a new level? How did I move from a CGPA of 1.98 to 4.28? I mean, that's an astronomical growth. That is where God is taking you this time. That is where God is taking you this time. How did I get to this level? You will be amazed at what God will do in your life this time. To be praiseful is to be full of blessings. Psalm 147 verse 1. When you are praiseful, you assess the best of blessings. Let praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. Anything that is comely, anything that is nice to God, automatically attracts the blessings of God. And I realize that praise is one thing that everything in existence must do. Somebody say everything. Stones must praise him. Water must praise him. But everything, Psalm 148 verse 1 to 14. Everything I say it with evidence. Psalm 148 verse 1 to 14, we're going to be reading together. All true from 1 to 14. Let's go now. 1, 2, go. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise ye him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, the sun and moon. Praise him, all the stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, For he commanded and they were created. He had also established them forever. He had made a decree which shall not come to pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire, hail, snow, vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Mountains, all the hills, fruitful trees, and all cedar. Wow. Beasts, all cattle, creeping things, and flying fowls, kings of the earth, and all people, princes, and all judges of the earth, both young men and maiden, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Stop there. He also exalted the horns of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise. Isn't that a revelation? Mountains, hails, storms, flying birds, kings of the earth, everything, water, snow, anything you can think of, as snow is dropping, is a sign of praising to God. Praises to God. Praise the Lord. To be praiseful is to be useful. To be praiseless is to be useless. To be praiseful is to be useful. To be praiseless is to be useless. There is nothing a man is doing on earth if he cannot praise God. It's a useless life. It's a life that has no meaning. To be on earth and just stand like statue when others are shaking and thanking God, bending down, jumping up and doing all that. In Psalm 34 verse 5, they looked unto him and they were lightened and their faces were not ashamed. So the person we are supposed to look to, all of us, is our God. That is the only person we are supposed to focus our praise on. And as we praise him today, amazing blessings will drop into your life. Can I hear your loudest amen? I would like to hear your loudest amen. And praise is the gateway to increase. And listen to this in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 6. Paul planted, Apollo watered, but God gave the increase. Now, Paul planting and Apollo's planting, watering is like the beginning of the whole thing. It is actually praise that brings the increase. Listen to this. Your giving, your sowing, your doing of other things in the house of God, your work in the house of God is you are planting. It is your praise that actually generates the increase. So Paul is saying, I planted, Apollos also watered, but it is the praising of God that we actually. So what you have been doing since the past 12 days, today is the day. This is the day. Bible says this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will what? Rejoice and be glad in it. A day without praise is as useless as a day without opening the scripture. Now quickly tonight, what is in praise? I'll give you a few of that and then we'll go into high praises. What is in praise? Number one, God's presence. Psalm 23 verse 3, God inhabited the praise of his people. Also, in 2 Chronicles chapter 3 verse 13 to 14 shows us the importance of praise. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 13 to 14, praise the Lord. And it came even to pass that as the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in the praising and thanking of the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercies endure forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. That is, as they praised God, lifted up instruments, all the instruments were blasting. Then the presence of the Lord came into the tabernacle and it was like a thick cloud. We will see that here tonight. I said, we will see that here tonight. If we see that here tonight, I would like to hear your loudest amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. So as you praise God, there is guaranteed presence of the Lord. There is a guaranteed presence of the Lord, which can be demonstrated anyhow. Number two, what is in praise? Wonders. Somebody say wonders. And that will be your portion tonight. In Exodus 15 verse 11, Exodus chapter 15 verse 11, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? So that's what he does. Every time praise is going on, strange wonders happen. You cannot be wonders dry if you are praise empty. You cannot be wonders dry except you are praise empty. If you are praise empty, you'll be wonders dry. But once you are full of praise, then you cannot lack wonders. You can't lack wonders. You can't lack wonders. The only thing that makes a man to lack wonders is that he's praiseless. And God cannot do anything with somebody who doesn't know how to praise him. God can't do anything useful with somebody who doesn't know how to praise him. Number three, what is in praise? Deliverance from enemies. In 2 Samuel 22 verse 4. 2 Samuel 22 said, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from who? From my enemies. That is, your praise is a guarantee of your escape. When you praise God, you escape the enemy's evil. In my place, they say, Christian, don't rest yet. You are right in the midst of what? Enemies. So don't rest yet. Don't go to sleep yet. Christian, don't sleep yet. Don't sleep yet. Don't sleep yet. The enemies are around the corner. Some of them are laughing at you. Some of them are eating the same plate with you. Don't sleep yet. And the way to get them and to get them permanently useless is to be involved in praise. Somebody's here today. As you praise God, your enemies shall be exposed. Amen. Your enemies shall be exposed. Amen. Your enemies shall be exposed. Amen. Their secret plans shall be exposed. Amen. Their secret scheme shall be exposed. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? Number four, what is in praise? Preservation. Preservation. All the blessings of that you have received are only preserved on the platform of praise. Malachi 2, chapter 2 to 3. Everything you have stands the risk of destruction except you praise God. If you will not hear and if you will not lay to heart to give me glory unto my name, said the Lord of hosts, I will even curse upon you. And I will curse you. I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already because you did not lay to heart. Someone say, God forbid. Blessings are easily cursable when they are not wrapped with praise. Everything you have should be wrapped with praise. Praise is a preservator of what you have. You have a car, you thank God for it. You have a wife, you thank God for her. You have a husband, you thank God for that husband. You have a child, you thank God for that child. You have a job, you thank God for that job. Least you risk the risk of losing it. Because there are many that are your mates that don't have, they've never even worked since you graduated together on the same day. Everything you have must be wrapped around praise. Because praise is a preserver. I can't go deep tonight into all these things because of our time. And I really know I cannot finish this message tonight. But some other time we'll look at. Let me just take one more, then we're going to praise. Also, praise is what destroys pride. Praise is the destroyer of pride. Pride is the trap of the enemy to destroy man. Most unusual liftings leads to pride. And you know, it will take God for a young boy of 25 years to be a multi-billionaire and be serving God and still be serving God at 50 years. A young boy that gets to know God at 25 and he becomes a millionaire at 25, multimillionaire, has everything to himself. It will take God's grace. It will take the destruction of pride for him still to still be standing 25 years later in the church. Pride is destroyed through praise. Because when you are praising God, all your glory, you bring it down. You make it, you see yourself as nothing. A lifestyle of pride is the poison to a praiseful life. A life, no matter how praiseful you are, if your heart is lifted, it will poison your praiseful life. It will contaminate your praiseful life. And that's why all people who are involved in musical instruments, music, people who are gifted in different areas of gifting must watch it. Lest all of a sudden your head becomes bigger than your neck. Everyone gifted, like you and I. I mean, you know I'm a multi-talented person by God's grace. Multi-talented. But if you allow it to get to your head, one is finished. Devil will not be able to finish you. Amen. I said the devil will not be able to finish you. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Example of those that were brought down by pride. Number one is Ahithophel. Ahithophel was a counselor and an advisor to particularly to Absalom. Was a counselor to great people like David and Absalom and all that. And all of a sudden, when his counsel, when he counsels you, it's like God counseling you. That's the way Ahithophel's counsel is. When Ahithophel speaks, it's like God himself is speaking. But one day he gave a counsel and it was rejected. And the Bible says, 2 Samuel 17:23, he went to hang himself. And of course, you know, anybody that hangs himself, the person will just die. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his axe and rose and got him home to his house, to his city, and tidied it up. Put his household in order and hanged himself. Why? A whole me that has been giving counsel before. How can anybody now say that I cannot? This will never be your portion in Jesus' name. James chapter 4 verse 6 and verse 10. You must realize that God is the one that debases the proud. And when you don't praise God, it's a sign of pride. The Bible says, but he giveth more grace, wherefore said God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. In verse 10, the Bible says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Tonight, God will lift you up. I say, tonight, God will lift you up. Also, in Luke 12, verse 16 to 20, there's a story there of a rich man. The Bible called him the rich fool. He was just making mouth. Luke 12, 16 to 20. He was speaking, I will do this. I will pull down my house and build another one. He never mentioned God in anything he was saying. He was just bragging. There's nothing bad in boasting, but you must boast in the Lord. Every of your boasting must be in the Lord. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room. I am so blessed. I'm blessed beyond measure. I mean, I can imagine the way we're speaking. Will I be involved in? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and goods. And I will say to my soul, he was arousing his own ego. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thy ease, eat and drink and be merry. Enjoy your life. Who is God? Who is talking about God? Which God? I mean, this is a rich man talking now. And the Bible says, but God said. God will not say something evil concerning you. Amen. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall all these things be which thou hast provided? All these things you are making mouth about, whose will it be? I as you praise God, let the issue of pride be handled tonight. It must not be tomorrow. Let the entirety of pride in you be broken down, so that you can have a place with God. Number three example. Or is that number four? Number one was Ahithophel. Number two was the rich fool. Number three was what? Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was also a very stupid man. He was proud. Daniel chapter 4. That was in verse 28 to 33. He was just making mouth. And he came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace. He just walked like this in his palace. I said, I'm too much. And at the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace. And the king spoke and said, is not this the great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power? I am the one that did it all. And for the honor of my majesty. While the word was in his mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and they shall dwell, and thou shalt dwell, and thy dwelling shall be with beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. And seven times, you know that story very well. He became a beast. You saw him, you flee away. But I like the man, he was very smart. In verse 34, Daniel 4:34, Bible says he came back to his senses. May you come back to your senses tonight. May a new grace to praise God come upon your heart tonight. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. That is, I sat down to say, yes, I must praise God. I must use my life to praise God. I am nothing before God. I am nothing before God. I want to advise every one of you here who normally comes late. You come after praise worship. Repent. It's a sign of pride. It's a sign of pride. It's a sign of pride. Let those small boys shake their bum bum for God first and are walking. No. Don't do that. Don't do that. Your praise is important to God. Your praise is important to God. And one more and I'll stop there. Number four, example of those who could not praise God very well is a man called Herod. In Acts chapter 12, verse 21 to 23, Herod was lifted with pride. He could not praise God. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of a man. And immediately, someone say immediately. The angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory, and he was eating of worms and gave up the ghost. You will not give up the ghost. Pride is what makes most people to give up the ghost. So as we launch into praise tonight, demonstrate your humility of heart. Demonstrate the humility of your heart, knowing fully well that we were created. I said, these people are for myself, they will praise me. The purpose to which God created you and I shall not be defeated. It will be accomplished. I said, it will be accomplished. Say, these people, I have formed them for myself. The reason why I formed them is for them to praise me. Friends, we are now set to praise God. But listen to this. How can one be praising God when one is not saved? How can one be praising God and dancing before God, something that you are not sure will be acceptable?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.